tumbling more than 500 points today. At the closing bell, we're looking at a drop of 513 points at 11,384. NASDAQ down 137 points at 2,557. The S&P 500 down 60 at 1,200. And the yield in the 10-year note now at 2.42%. We've seen the biggest drop since the financial crisis today. And joining us live now, Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities. Ed, give us your reading on what happened here today.
Good afternoon, Frank. It's a pretty important development here in the market, and it portrays a possibility of additional declines here over the next several days. I've been through these, as you know, back in the 64, 8, 1987, et cetera, and this has the same sort of composition for that.
Obviously, concerns about the possibility of a double dip. Is the market pricing in a double dip here?
Well, I believe that the economy is maybe double dipping, but I think that it's more of a stall point on the prospective growth curve than a double dip. But the market itself has got too much negativity coming into it, particularly from Europe and the currency problems and the debt problems that have been going on for several, maybe 6 months to 1 year. That is all revived now. The U.S. debt situation appears to be resolved, but there's going to be a lot of argument over that for the next 2 years.
Right. It looks like Japan, the Eurozone, as well as the Swiss have deliberately taken actions today to pound down their currencies, which has given strength to the dollar. And as we've seen, the market has been rising on a weaker dollar, and just the opposite happened today.
Yes. And the disadvantage of what they're doing, Japan and Switzerland, is that it changes the appeal of our goods on an export basis, and that's a negative impact upon the economy. So that's an important battle. Another interesting development here is that the Bank of New York, as an example, announced today that their large depositors who are increasing their deposits now must pay for the deposit. In other words, they pay the bank interest for taking their money.
Isn't that something? See you tonight. Read about it tomorrow, but hear it now in the KNX Business Hour. What kind of calls are you getting today, and what are you advising people to do with this in the face of this big sell-off we've seen?
We're getting some real calls of concern, bordering a little bit on the panic state, and I've always cautioned people not to be panicky. This is an opportunity, actually, where I think buyers should come into the market on a scaled-down basis. In other words, buy at a price and then plan to buy a little more at a lower price and so on and accumulate. You cannot pick the absolute bottom on any given day or given hour. But so buying on a scale down would be my strategy.
Any other hedging strategies using ETFs or anything else to protect against more losses here?
Well, I would favor the speculative areas, particularly the airlines. The oil prices were down $5 a barrel today, and that should be very favorable for the airline stocks. I continue to favor the home building stocks on a speculative basis. I like technology, and I would also take a look at the international banks. One of them is delisting from the New York Stock Exchange, Allied Irish Bank, and it went down 50% today because of that delisting. I think we're going to see more delistings of American depository receipts from U.S. exchanges.
All right. Take a look at precious metals. Gold today got as high as $1,684.90 an ounce and then pulled back, right now hovering at around $1,650 an ounce. Silver took a tumble today on a firmer dollar, right now hovering just below $39 an ounce. What are you doing with the precious metals?
I would be neutral on the precious metals. I think the decline in gold is a very small decline, actually, and the prospect there is for higher prices. The decline in silver was a much higher percentage, and I think, therefore, more significant. So I think commodities and precious metals will be under pressure in coming days.
All right, what about the tech stocks? Apple had been holding up pretty well up until today. It closed down more than $15 at $377. The NASDAQ took a really big hit today, down, 137 points here at 2,557. Give us your view of if anything you're doing in the tech sector at the moment.
I favor the tech sector at this point. The high cap stocks that are selling at big PE ratios, I do not favor. I would be neutral there, but I would definitely favor the Ciscos. I would favor the semiconductor stocks and tech stocks in general that are at very modest prices would be in my radar list.
All right. Any other particular places where you'd be putting money now or taking it off the table?
Well, let's see. Beyond the companies that are, the industries that I mentioned, I would definitely favor the banks. I think the banks have been under the weather here for at least several months and now have declined even more today. I would like that group. I would stay away and avoid the high-priced, high-cap internet stocks, which I think are very vulnerable, and some of them are declined dramatically here today.
Ed Wedbush, president of Wedbush Securities in downtown Los Angeles. Ed, thank you very much for joining us live here right after the closing bell on the KNX Business Hour. The Dow.